Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Tropical Chevrolet Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show on AM 560, FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM, and the Radio.com app. Sponsored by Tropical Chevrolet, where convenience for our customers is our top priority. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet. Here's Zach and the Nose.
All right, it's Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. We're on for another hour. Thursday Night Football comes on after us tonight. By the way, Adam Schefter just tweeted out about 5 or 6 minutes ago, Chris Carson and Travis Homer out tonight, but Tyler Lockett's active. I thought there was a possibility he would not play tonight. Tyler Lockett is active tonight for you fantasy footballers out there. So there's a little bit of information with the game kicking off in about an hour and 10 or an hour and 15 minutes. Big game tonight, Arizona at Seattle. This is going to be a fun game to watch. Whether you have fantasy on it or not, this should be a lot of fun, a lot of fantasy implications. We went over a lot of that earlier in the show. And I want to get back to a couple more observations. We have text messages coming in also. Let's hit up a couple texts first. We'll get back to some observations. We got the sniff test coming up here probably in the next 15 to 20 minutes. And we also have, of course, the tight end pick of the week and the award-winning segment, the nose pick of the week, coming up at the end of the show tonight. All right, so let's get back. 305-567-0560. Nostorious B.I.G. Well done there. Thoughts on Lockett tonight and who to pick up, P. Ryan, Hyde, or Booker? Lockett will be active in the first part of that question.
And you are going to be a Seattle
PPR, by the way. PPR, someone texted in after that same number. So it's a PPR, P. Ryan, Hyde, or Booker. Sorry.
Well done. Now, Tyler Lockett's a must start tonight. He plays in the slot, and that's where Arizona's defense is vulnerable. You're going to have Patrick Peterson on the outside manning up on DK Metcalf. We're just going to see who's better there because, quite honestly, I don't know how many people are better than Metcalf, but yeah, start. If Tyler Lockett's going, you're starting him. And who to pick up between Perrine, Hyde, or Booker? I said it earlier. You're a Seahawks fan. I like Hyde the most in this game. I'm expecting the Seattle offense to be very strong this week. Okay, they're at home, national television. As you had mentioned earlier, having a bit of a lull, not anymore. I expect Russell Wilson to show up. And by spreading the offense, Carlos Hyde's going to have a nice game. So I trust him more than Perrine and Booker.
All right, by the way, during the break, my crack staff, which is just my brother himself, said 57 is the over-under for the Kansas City and Vegas game this weekend.
Wow, that is high.
It's a high number. That's a college football number right there.
Which leads to everything I had spoken to about. I actually like Vegas, sneaky Vegas.
Well, full PPR for the flex position, Amari Cooper or Jacoby Myers? Oof.
Yeah, no, Jacoby Myers, everyone's asking about him. The guy's averaging double-digit targets over the last few weeks, and he's become Cam Newton's go-to player. That being said, with the red rifle back, I'm going to recommend Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper is still one of the best NFL wide receivers. He just needs somebody to throw him the ball. Obviously, the Dallas quarterbacks have been really shaky, but as long as Dalton is playing, start Cooper over him. If any of the other guys, DiNucci or Gilbert, are starting, then I just wanted to say DiNucci. Yeah,
I miss DiNucci. Right,
I miss him both. So that was a fun show. Right. Yeah, then I would, if Amari Cooper is going with one of those bad quarterbacks, which I don't think he is, then I would start Myers. But for now, Cooper.
All right. I have Robinson. Looks like Jimmy Robinson at running back one. Gibson as our running back two. Hines and Gallman as three and four. Should I trade Lamar Jackson and Gibson for Chubb and Tua? Ooh, trade question there.
I love a trade question, and I really wish I knew if you had a better quarterback option, because I know you do, because waiver wires, if it's a one quarterback system, have better options than Tua. Because Nick Chubb is as you know, he's your horse. He's a
wonderful... Did he break my heart last week, though? Oh, my God. Got out of bounds at the one. Chubby, think of my fantasy team when you go out at the one-yard line. God darn it.
That was a tough one for you.
Keep going.
That'll be the second touchdown. Listen, this is a very fair trade. I do believe that. But, you know what? If Robinson's my... Well, it would be Nick Chubb as your one and Robinson as your two. Your trade.
Right.
I really do like that a lot. I would look into that. Again, I don't know what record you're in. And if you want to text me that, if you are making the playoffs, I would make that trade. And I would look at weeks 14 through 16 already and see what the matchups are and make sure that you're working the waiver wires along with Tua to see what quarterbacks are out there. Because, again, Tua is not a great fantasy quarterback, and I don't expect him to be for the rest of the season. So you need to make sure you have good options, like a Kirk Cousins, for example. Like, I'm not thrilled about Kirk Cousins, don't get me wrong.
Right,
but he's the type of guy that, okay, I could start Cousins because Chubb is that much better in the running back's place. And if Robinson or Gibson end up getting hurt, you're in big trouble there. So, yeah, you know what? With Lamar Jackson having an off year, I would actually make that trade.
All right. Yahoo Standard League, I need one flex. DJ Moore, Kenyon Drake, Gio Bernard, T. Higgins, or Savon Ahmed, who was on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Grant this morning.
I'm very excited that we had a question about Savon Ahmed, and I think that he's a really nice play this week. But nope, tonight, start Kenyon Drake. That's it. I have to only pick one in this situation.
I'm
going with Kenyon Drake tonight, even though Smoking Joe Burrows loves T. Higgins. They're becoming a real unit right there. But that being said, Kenyon Drake's going to have a big night tonight.
Hi, guys. Am I getting too cute? Like when you start that text with that. In wanting to start Jameis over Brady, I could also start Alex Smith for a stack with Scary Terry. Thanks. Great text. I like text like that.
Okay. Love Scary Terry, but you're not stacking
Alex
with Alex Smith.
Smith.
Wow. I love Jameis Winston this week, okay? I really do. And we're going to talk about that at some point in the next hour. We're going to talk about that New Orleans situation. Are you getting too cute? No, you are not. Okay, Jameis Winston is at home. He's got a lot to prove, and he's going against one of the worst secondaries and worst defenses of the league in Atlanta in a dome. Weather is not an issue, okay? And so, therefore, with Brady going against the Rams, now, Brady should have a good game, don't get me wrong, but we're going against a really good defense, and we also talked about how Jalen Ramsey's almost going to take half the field out of play.
Right.
I think you should go with the gunslinger. You're not getting too cute. Winston is a really good player to start this week. I'm starting him in a lot of places, and again, we'll talk about it, but if you listened to me last year, that was my guy. He just is a fantasy quarterback. This is not about winning. This is about a fantasy quarterback,
right.
And he's going to throw the ball over the place, and I think Michael Thomas is going to benefit from it too. My friend, start Jameis over Brady for this week based off of matchups only. It couldn't be a better matchup than Jameis this week.
All right, by the way, the guy who sent in the text, the trade question about Lamar and Gibson for Chubb and Tua, he texted it again, said he's in a 14-man league and he's 5-5. So this is the stretch run for him to hopefully get Chubb to get him into the playoffs.
You know what? I'm happy you said that. In a 14-team league, I'm going to go against what I said. That is very important information. I would not make that trade because
you're
basically
right.
You can't put the difference between Lamar Jackson and Tua's stats outweigh Gibson versus Nick Chubb. Gibson had a really nice week. He's an up and coming player. Yes, McKissie is there, but no, do not. That is very important to know. No, do not make that trade. Thank you for texting that in.
Glad that guy texted back in there. That's good. And if you are going to text in a question like that, make sure you always put PPR, half PPR, whatever it is. Make sure you put in if you're in a big league like that, because that will, like it just did, possibly sway the answer a little bit.
Oh, it sure did.
Well done there by the text.
I thought you could pick up somebody better than Tua, but if you're saying I'm starting Tua, and that's a
14-team league, right?
No, and I understand the 14-team league very well. No, don't do it.
All right. Tight end, full PPR, Janu Smith, Gesicki, or again, Hill gets on there.
Oh, yeah, Hill. Oh, no question. Hill.
Right. Wow.
No, just that move forward. Hill's a very fun player this week. That, again, he might gouge a little bit of Winston's stats. Not enough for me to still go against my recommendation over Brady. But Taysom Hill is going to get rushes from the quarterback position. He might throw a bomb because he can do anything. He could play tight end. So Hill is a player that has different ways of scoring. Whereas Janu Smith, man, he's been so unreliable. And Gesicki, who I think is going to end up having a great rapport with Tua, again, is just not getting in the end zone, and he's just not getting the yards yet. So go with Taysom Hill.
All right, one of three, please pick Edmonds, Hines, or Pirine.
Go with Edmonds tonight.
I have a flex and two running back spots to fill. Here are my options. Who should I start? Mike Davis, Joe Mixon, Jonathan Taylor, or Hines. So you got a flex and two running backs. So basically drop one, and if Mixon's not playing, I'm guessing that's going to be your answer.
We have to fill two spots, and he gave us four players.
Three spots. I have a flex and two running back spots to fill.
Yeah, Joe Mixon's not playing this week. I'm just telling you right now. So Mike Davis, I love. Jonathan Taylor is one of the biggest disappointments for me in general on the season, and he could be okay. But, man, the fact that you're starting Taylor
two
and
Colts.
Hines,
right.
I want you to text back your waiver wire options over Hines, because I think that Wilkins is the player, the second running back there versus Hines. So I would go with Mike Davis, Jonathan Taylor, and if you have no other options, Hines, but, you know, give me a list of players. I'll pick somebody better.
Here we go. Tua or Lamar Jackson? Wow, I can't believe we're getting Tua questions. I love it. Tua or Lamar?
That's the second time those guys were associated in the same thing. Wow. That's Lamar Jackson. Wow. You know, listen, Zach, when maybe starting the next break, we'll talk about, you know, the quarterback and Lamar Jackson situation.
Yes,
but I know,
yes.
Don't give up on him yet. But Lamar Jackson is an easy decision over Tua.
All right, PPR, Chase Edmonds or Rojo this week?
Full PPR, I got to go with Rojo over Chase Edmonds. Now, I've recommended Chase Edmonds, and I like him tonight. But the volume that Rojo's going to get, I think that you have to go with him. 21 carries last week, the 98-yard touchdown. I don't think he's going to duplicate that against the Rams. But I do believe that he is a better option than Chase Edmonds.
All right, 305-567-0560 is the text machine. If you do want to get in here for the rest of the show, we got 45 minutes left. If you do want to try to get a couple of questions in here, before we go to the break, let's talk about that quarterback position and that quarterback strategy that you gave to all the people in the beginning. We're talking weeks and weeks and weeks ago, almost a couple months ago at this point, of what to do with the quarterbacks, how to draft them, and what's been happening so far since. Obviously, the first two guys on everyone's mind before they drafted, Pat Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. What's the deal with them, and what's the deal with that strategy?
Yeah, so I would say every three shows we go back and discuss it, because I was adamant about not drafting Pat Mahomes or Lamar Jackson in the second round or the third round of your fantasy leagues. I just don't think that's the best way to build your team. But there are so many people out there who have had success or just love the quarterback or just love the big name and think they can make up for it. Well, let's discuss it, because right now, one of the biggest busts in fantasy, and I'm just saying that right now, has been Lamar Jackson based on where he has been drafted. Lamar Jackson is averaging 22 fantasy points per contest. That ranks 12th overall. 12th out of all the quarterbacks, where he was number one by far last year. Talking about not getting your value there in the second and third round, people like Matt Ryan and Tom Brady are literally right there with him. And those were two players that I said, I know they might seem old and veteran-like, but wait until the eighth round or later and save your second or third round draft pick and pick a Nick Chubb over Lamar Jackson, for example. And so I think a lot of people are asking about Lamar Jackson, because overall, I don't know if defenses have really caught on to him or he's just not throwing the ball as consistently as he did last year. But he's having a down year. But then again, people are asking Tua versus Lamar Jackson. That's a no-brainer. Lamar Jackson is going to have that breakout game. As weather gets bad, he's going to run the ball more. And so he has a pretty decent matchup this week against the Tennessee Titans. I'm not freaking out about it. But again, a lot of teams that I've noticed that are in the lower part of the standings, if you would, or guys who are trying to get to the playoffs, have Lamar Jackson because they blew it and they drafted him too early.
Right.
And then Pat Mahomes, okay, a lot better than Lamar, okay?
He's been
a lot better than Lamar. He ranks right now fourth amongst all quarterbacks with Kyler and Russell Wilson ahead of him. Dak was also ahead of him.
Right.
But right now, Pat Mahomes is being Pat Mahomes. But still, was he worth a second-round draft pick? Absolutely not. To give you an example, a guy like Justin Herbert, a guy who wasn't even supposed to start but starts week one, is averaging 1 point less than Mahomes on a week-to-week basis. People like Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers are right there too. So going back to that 3-3-1 or 4-4-1 strategy, the strategy of drafting three running backs, three wide receivers, and a tight end before you even consider a quarterback has proven to work yet again this year because, again, the top three guys are not Mahomes or not Lamar Jackson.
Right, right. Yeah, that was an interesting kind of topic we had earlier before the pre-draft stuff of the quarterbacks and how to draft them, where to draft them. And when people got to that 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th pick, 15th pick in the draft, and they saw Lamar Pat still sitting there, it was juicy. It was tasty.
They were making you come in, you have a few beers, you're enjoying your draft, you take a shot of whiskey.
Oh, All of a sudden, 30 seconds left. Right, exactly.
I can make up for this pick right now. I could go with Lamar Jackson. And then, man, you just see at the end of the day how the team just sort of shuffles out or how it comes out. You don't look as good. And then with COVID and having all these injuries that you have to have depth at those positions. And so overall, Lamar Jackson has been a huge fantasy bust. Again, 12th overall, not good. Mahomes is just fine.
All right, yeah, you should be fine with that as well. 305-567-0560, that is the text machine. We'll get back to your text messages. A couple more observations we'll hit in the next segment as well, and we'll get to the sniff test. We'll end the show tonight like we normally do, tight end pick of the week and the nose pick of the week. But your text messages will lead us through the last 40 minutes of the show here. Thursday night football coming up after us tonight. A big one tonight, Seattle and Arizona. Lots of fantasy implications in this game outside of NFC West and real implications when it comes to the playoffs. Let's take a break. That's the nose. Dan Day back at the Intercom Studios. I am Zach Krantz on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz. This is Zach and the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in beautiful Miami Shores. Let's take a break. We're back right after this.
Make up your mind.
Zach and the Nose, we're back. It's our fantasy football show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in Miami Shores. 305-567-0560 is the text machine. We're going to get to the text right now. We still have some observations to go over. We still have the sniff test to get to in this segment coming up here. We're action-packed until 8 o'clock tonight. After us tonight, Thursday Night Football right here on 560 The Joe. Arizona and Seattle. You get the pregame show and you'll get the game play-by-play right here on The Joe. But let's get to a couple more of your text messages real quick here. Nose, we got one that says flex PPR, Mike Williams or Manny Sanders.
Both really nice options, to be honest with you. They have both stellar matchups. You're looking at Mike Williams going to be at home versus the New York Jets. And then you have the Jameis Winston to Emmanuel Sanders against Atlanta. Again, both very tasty, but I'm going to go with Emmanuel Sanders in this one. Jameis is going to throw the ball all over that Atlanta defense. But again, if you have a gut feeling for Mike Williams, these are very close calls right there.
I picked up Jameis in the standard scoring league. Would you play him over Big Ben this week? Also, is Devontae Adams reliable this week? Same question for Calvin Ridley. Yeah, two stud wide receivers there, right?
You picked up two guys that I love this week, but no, the answer is I'm starting Big Ben this week, coming off a huge week, and his matchup is glorious at Jacksonville, one of the worst teams against the pass. So Big Ben is as much as like Jameis, Big Ben is a very, very safe play this week, whereas Jameis could, you know, he could blow up, but he also could go in a bad direction too.
Right, right.
The Big Ben's not going in a bad direction this week, so go with him over Jameis. Devontae Adams, we're going to know a lot more tomorrow. I cannot tell you with any certainty today what his situation is. If he practices tomorrow, listen, the bottom line is you're going to be paying attention if you're paying attention to the show on Sunday morning, and you're going to know if Devontae Adams is playing. It's really, we don't know right now. Calvin Ridley, that being said, is looking very trending to start. And Davante Adams and Calvin Ridley, in my opinion, are two top five wide receivers in the entire league. So if they're playing, you're starting them.
The inactives have come out for tonight's game, obviously. No one on the Arizona side that anyone is really worried about, I believe, when it comes fantasy purposes. I'm waiting for the inactives to come up for Seattle. Yeah, Travis Homer, Chris Carson, we said it earlier, both guys are inactive as well. And Tyler Lockett, active, by the way. So there you go with your fantasy stuff for tonight. Standard league, Reynolds or Ruggs?
I'm going to go with Ruggs over Reynolds. Goff has a lot of people to throw the ball to there. I think that Ruggs is going to get the ball because we've discussed it. They're going to have to throw the ball against Kansas City because they're going to be down 45 to nothing.
Right. 57 over under, and I'm loving the over. That's crazy. DJ Chark or Galladay?
Galladay all day. Give me Galladay.
Bellage or Chase Edmonds?
If it's a PPR league, Chase Edmonds. Yeah, if it's a non-PPR league, right, Bellage. Right.
Okay. This one says PPR, Hyder Edmonds.
Wow, tonight, just giving it right into my face, Hyder Edmonds.
Right.
I believe that Hyde is going to get more volume than Edmonds tonight. Edmonds might have that big play, though. It's a very tough decision, but I'm going to go with Hyde based off he's just going to have the ball more in his hands than Edmonds.
Facing Murray tonight, faced him last week. I'm shell-shocked. Every time he pump fakes, I close my eyes and duck under the couch. Sir, I know what that feeling's like, except I'm the opposite of that because I do have Kyler Murray on one of my teams. When he pump fakes, I jump up in the air because I know he's either going 50 yards downfield with a pass or running for 18. So I understand both sides of that situation there.
He's so special. He reminds me of Lamar Jackson from last year, but the only difference is he's got DeAndre Hopkins. Okay,
right.
Like, that catch was epic.
He caught the ball with three defenders on him in the end zone. I mean, give me a break. All three of those guys, epic. If they're not starters and making $40 million a year, I'm cutting all three guys. All three guys are getting cut.
It was epic.
Right.
And Kyler Murray, if you drafted him, you're obviously having a good fantasy season.
Right,
period.
Right. That's it. I need Brady or Winston. First part of the question. Who do you like there? Brady, Winston.
I like Jameis over Brady this week.
Swift is out. That question is Swift out.
Yes.
He's
in concussion protocol, and it seems like they're trending towards not playing him.
All right. So it says, is it confirmed, and do I play Parker or Landry in a PPR flex to replace Swift since AP is already picked up?
I would go with Parker over Landry. Landry has proven to me that he cannot be started in fantasy leagues. He doesn't come close to 100 yards ever. And B, the only touchdown I believe he has this year, he threw. He does not score touchdowns. That Browns throwing offense has been very lackluster. One of the best rushing offenses in the league. Great offensive line. Baker Mayfield is not hitting anybody consistently in the wide receiver or tight end position.
All right, let me get one more text in here before we get to the sniff test. Actually, I got a couple more in here. Mike Evans or Chase Claypool?
I know it sounds crazy. Chase Claypool over Mike Evans. Mike Evans should be manned up against Jalen Ramsey. I've discussed it a few times tonight. If that is indeed the case, Mike Evans, if you have an option like Chase Claypool, should be on your bench.
All right, need three for full PPR, the double Jew MVS.
Thank you.
I know. Someone who listens
to the show.
Yeah,
just thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Double Jew MVS, Amari, Jacoby Myers, pick three, full PPR.
Full PPR. You're definitely starting the double Jew. No brainer. I'm starting Amari Cooper, and now it's between MVS and Jacoby Myers. I'm going with Jacoby Myers. Listen, MVS was awesome last week, and it looks like Davante Adams might not play, but Alan Lazard is coming back. I just can't imagine MVS duplicating that game. So I would go with the double Jew. I would go with Amari, and I would go with Jacoby Myers.
Same texter said, same league, need one, please, Hayden Hurst or Janu.
I'm going to go with Hayden Hurst going against New Orleans. Janu Smith has got a brutal matchup at Baltimore, so go with Hayden Hurst.
All right, let's get to the sniff test here. This is where the nose gives you the guys he loves for this week or hates. There you go there. Either pass or sniff or fail the sniff test. Let's get to the quarterback position. Nose, give me a couple players at the quarterback position that you love that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
Dan Day, right on point. Don't even have to remind you anymore.
Nope.
We discussed a lot of these players, but I love Big Ben playing in Jacksonville. Jacksonville ranks 29th against the pass, and Big Ben will be slinging it this week. Expect him to have 300 yards and a few touchdowns. Look, last week he was going in like 60 mile per hour winds and still put up a ridiculous fantasy game. Big Ben's got crazy weapons and he's going to use them and completely, I think, destroy that Jacksonville secondary. So if you have Big Ben, it's a wonderful play. And we've discussed it all show. I love famous Jameis Winston. Quoting my man, Zach Kranz, it's happening. Jameis is back. My guy, as we discussed, last year, I couldn't discuss more the fact of drafting four running backs, four wide receivers, and then drafting Jameis Winston. And that strategy worked for me so well last year. And this year, he's in a different city, but he's at home versus Atlanta in a absolute dream matchup. I can't imagine a scenario where he doesn't have 275 yards and two touchdowns. So that's my bottom. That's like the low end of his stats for this week. That's how bad Atlanta's defense is. And then last, Cam Newton.
Whoa.
Getting a big praise from his coach, and he's doing A-OK. Look, he's not putting up crazy numbers, but he's had a few tougher matchups, bad weather. This is a wonderful week for him. He's going into Houston in a dome, and the Texans are 15th against the pass, and they're literally dead last against the run. And, oh, yes, Cam still likes to run it. So it's just a really wonderful matchup. I think he eclipses 25 fantasy points.
That's a nice, nice game for a quarterback right there. Cam Newton, famous Jameis, and Big Ben quarterbacks this week. The nose loves that pass, the sniff test. Let's move on to the running back position. Give me a couple running backs that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
You got Mike Davis. That's right. Christian McCaffrey's out another week. And yes, Mike Davis had a shaky week last week while he was out, but this week he faces the Detroit Lions, who quite honestly have not been able to stop anybody, okay? So with Teddy Bridgewater being out, they're definitely going to rely on Mike Davis. And they haven't named the starter yet, whether it's PJ Walker or Will Greer, but whoever it is, there's going to be a lot of checkdown passings to Mike Davis, and you're going to see Curtis Samuel there a lot too, a player I like a little sneaky as well. But Mike Davis is an absolute must-start this week. Great matchup, and he is going to get a lot of passes. I have him catching around 6 to 7 balls on top of his normal rushes. Now, listen, before I recommend my next two guys, I do need to say I wanted to go a little deeper. There's injuries. There's four teams on bye. But I do like Duke Johnson. That's right. The U's, Duke Johnson. It's not going to be a monster game. It's not going to be this huge, oh, my God, breakthrough game. But, listen, he's going to have the volume. There's nobody else really there to run the ball. And New England is ranked 23rd against the rush. So I have a feeling he's going to have 15 to 70 fantasy points. And in the flex spot, I totally take that. And then I can't believe I'm doing it. First time I'm doing it. Salvin Ahmed.
Wow. Look at that.
Local angle. Fins to the left, fins to the right, baby. Listen, he had 21 carries last week, right? 78 yards, and he had that touchdown. It's the 21 carries. I can't explain it to you more. Right now, it's all about volume, and he's going to get the ball, right? Gaskins is out.
Right.
You have what? You have Patrick Laird as your backup.
Right.
Jordan Howard. So this guy is actually going to have the opportunity. Let me tell you, the Dolphins love those Washington Huskies running backs between Salvin Ahmed and Miles Gaskin. They're loving that Northwest feel. Listen, the Finns are hot right now, and I think they're going to stay hot. I think they're going to do, you know, they're not going to just throw the ball. They're going to run it quite a bit. And so as a flex play, I love your guy. He was on the Joe Rose show today, and he's on the No Show today as well with Zach.
That's right.
Double Zach.
Right. Running backs that pass the sniff test for week 11, Duke Johnson, Mike Davis, and Salvin Ahmed in there as well. All right, let's get to that wide receiver position. Give me a couple wide receivers you love this week that pass the sniff test.
Who passes the sniff test?
Tonight's game hasn't even been mentioned on the show once, but I like Christian Kirk tonight, okay? He's going against Seattle's defense. As we know, the Seattle secondary has been literally the biggest embarrassment in football. And with DeAndre Hopkins, a.k.a. the Nook, a.k.a. the Iron Lung, getting double-teamed, this is a beautiful start for Christian Kirk. He's going to get his opportunity to have that big touchdown. I'm calling out Christian Kirk having the long bomb from Kyler Murray. Hail Murray. And so go with Christian Kirk as a wide receiver 3 or flex tonight. Completely clean start, in my opinion. So if you want that action tonight, go for it. Now, this is a fun one for me, Zach.
Right.
I'm recommending a guy named Michael Thomas. You ever hear
about him? Oh, look at that.
Yeah, the guy who is probably...
When did he start playing in the NFL? Right.
I hate to use the word bust when injuries are involved because it's really not a bust. But in terms of just overall, including the injuries, and then when he's come back, he's done nothing.
Right.
Well, I got a feeling Jameis Winston's going to get him the ball early and often. I have a feeling Sean Payton's going to literally just dial up his number where he's going to have anywhere between 12 to 13 targets. And that means Michael Thomas is finally going to have his first big game of the year. Obviously, if you have him, you might not even be making the playoffs. You might not even be listening to this show because how bad you could be. But if you somehow survived, or you listened to my advice last week and traded for him because you're a team that had the depth to do it, this is a great week to have him. I think he's going to have a great week, over 100 yards and a touchdown. And then last but not least, Diontae Johnson. That's right, DJ, a part of the big wide receiver core in the Steelers. Listen, I love all Juju, Claypool, and DJ. They're all wonderful this start this week. They're all going, like I said, against that very bad Jacksonville defense. But I think Diontae Johnson is going to be the player who's going to have that 40-plus yard touchdown. So if you have him on your roster, there's no scenario where I don't think you should not start him. He's got to be in your lineup.
Diontae Johnson, Michael Thomas, Christian Kirk, wide receivers that pass the sniff test. What we're going to do here is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to get to the players that fail the sniff test here. And we'll do that after this. Your text message is also the tight end pick of the week and the nose pick of the week as well. We'll get to all that coming up here after the break. This is Zach from the Nose Fantasy Football Show brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. We'll take a break. We'll wrap things up right after this. All right, Zach and the Nose coming at you right now. We're going to wrap things up here, last segment of the show. We're going to have Thursday night football coming up after us tonight. Arizona and Seattle, big game NFL-wise and fantasy-wise as well. All right, something we've never done here on the show before, by the way, take 2 segments to finish the sniff test because we ran so late in the other one. So I gave Nose a little bit of time to make any changes if he needed to players that failed it. So let's get right to it. Give me a couple quarterbacks because we got a lot to get to here in the segment. We got a couple text messages, tight end pick of the week, and the nose pick of the week as well before we get out of here. But let's start with that quarterback position. Let's get back to it. Give me a couple quarterbacks you don't like this week that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
There is no scenario where you should be starting Baker Mayfield in your fantasy leagues, period, and end of story. I don't care if they're at home against Philadelphia, who doesn't have the greatest secondary, great defensive line. Baker Mayfield is on the verge of what I'm calling a very busty number one overall pick. But for fantasy purposes, this is Chubb and Hunt all day long. So Baker Mayfield, do not start him. I don't care if you have a player on a bye. If you have Josh Allen, he's not the right guy to pick up. Next, Ryan Tannehill, 2 weeks in a row where I'm saying go away from him. The Tennessee mystique is sort of lessening right now.
Right.
And they're going into Baltimore. It's just an awful matchup for Tannehill. So a lot of people were very gung-ho Tannehill about 3 weeks ago. The last 2 weeks have been less than stellar. And this week I'm telling you to keep him on your bench. And then last not least, it's the local angle. Don't start Tua. I am as excited for you Dolphin fans as I can be. And he's going to be the future here, but he is not a fantasy quarterback yet. Do not try to go in and be cute and go for the double Miami love right now. He's going into Denver. It should be very cold there. And they're probably going to do a lot of running the ball with Ahmed. So overall, let Tua be on your bench. Root for him hard as a fan, but not in fantasy.
All right, a couple quarterbacks that failed the sniff test this week. Tua, Tannehill, and Baker. You could have given us another Dolphin quarterback. It would have been a Dolphin trifecta there with Tanny and Tua there as well. By the way, if you're a big Jordan Howard fan, you should be okay. He's returning to the Eagles practice squad.
That's a big deal.
Right. Huge, that's
a
huge deal.
I'm a big Jared Howard fan. He's going back home. He's coming home.
Right. Cue the music. That's it. All right. Let's go to that running back position. Give me a couple running backs this week that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
My biggest disappointment, where the nose, ultimate nosebleed of the year, because I really thought he was going to be special and I touted him in the preseason, is Jonathan Taylor. Oh, this is a three-headed monster running back situation. I just can't trust him. You cannot start a guy who's not, we don't know how many carries he's going to get. You have Wilkins there, you have Hines there, and Jonathan Taylor, who I thought just was a magical fit with a great offensive line. They drafted him in the second round to be a stud, and he just hasn't been the guy there right now. It's a musical carousel of running backs, and I don't trust him until I see he's consistently carrying the ball 15 to 17 times, and that is not the case. So keep Jonathan Taylor on your bench if you could. Another situation, the all Baltimore running backs, whether it's Gus Edwards, whether it's J.K. Dobbins or Mark Ingram, they're all playing and they're all killing each other. They Harbaugh don't care about fantasy running backs there,
because if
you watch that game, there's no rhyme or reason. They all get play and it is literally a nightmare for fantasy. So I recommend literally benching all of them. And I wasn't, you know, I did make a note. A lot of people are still asking about the Jets running back situation.
Right, LaMichael
Perrine, Frank Gore, everything about the Jets. I don't want you to start any Jets. Literally, the only one that is somewhat startable is Jamison Crowder. And other than that, man, if you're starting a Jet player, I don't see how you're possibly flirting with the playoffs.
Right.
So,
keep
all your Jets running backs on your bench.
Yeah, at that point, Jets running back committee, Baltimore running back committee, and JT, Jonathan Taylor from the Colts, all fail this week's sniff test. Let's get to that wide receiver position. Give me a couple wide receivers you don't like this week that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
Juice Landry fails the sniff test. We've talked about him earlier in the show. What a great, I think, a great wide receiver, and it goes to show how bad Baker Mayfield is that he's not. I've watched Juice Landry wide open on plays, and Baker cannot find him. Again, it's in Cleveland. It looks to be a bitter cold week. There's going to be a lot of wind there, and last week that was the situation, and Juice Landry did nothing. He hasn't caught a touchdown, I believe, yet. He threw for one, but he hasn't caught one yet, and he is not trustworthy against Philadelphia, who I believe is going to have Darius Slay manned up against him. So keep Landry on your bench. I also don't like DJ Chark this week. He's going against Pittsburgh, against their quarterbacks. They're all over the place with the quarterbacks. And so overall, DJ Chark is not one that could be trusted. And last but not least, a very controversial call. I do not like Mike Evans going against Jalen Ramsey. Okay, I don't like it. Jalen Ramsey, as we said earlier in the first segment, is very, right now, odds-on favorite to be the MVP of the NFL defensively. I don't know how many people know that, but that is sometimes when the cornerback's quiet, it means he's just locking down everyone. Jalen Ramsey has been absolutely amazing this year. And everywhere I read, he is going to be manned up against Mike Evans. So, listen, I know you got to start him in certain situations. I just don't expect him to have a good game. So, if you can leave him on the bench, go for it.
All right. We have two more picks of the week to get to. The tight end pick of the week, nose pick of the week as well. We also have a couple text messages in here. I'm going to grab a couple text messages real quick before we get to that tight end pick of the week. Need one full PPR, Lamb, Christian Kirk, or Fulgham?
I'm taking my deep breath. I'm going with Christian Kirk tonight. Go with Christian Kirk tonight. Enjoy your night. I like him just over Fulgham. I do not trust CD Lamb. Not yet. I want to see what's going on with Dalton and the quarterback situation there. So go with Christian Kirk tonight. I really believe he's going to have a long touchdown.
Full PPR, need two running backs, Miles Sanders, Mike Davis, Drake, or Carlos Hyde. Pick two.
You have some nice options there.
Right.
Mike Davis in a full PPR league, no brainer. And it's very hard for me to go against, as much as I like Kenyon Drake tonight, and I love Kenyon Drake tonight, I'm still recommending Miles Sanders. So if I have to pick two between them, it's Miles Sanders and Mike Davis. And may I say, if I'm telling you to put Drake on your bench in a game where I really like him, you must have yourself a very nice fantasy team.
Right. I can imagine that person's in good shape there. Also, the same person texted in, it looks like this next two-part question. We'll start with the quarterback, Big Ben or Justin Herbert.
I get it. Herbert's got himself a really nice matchup against the Jets at home. But no, Big Ben is one of my top plays of the week. Big Ben is on fire, and his matchup is absolutely gold. So go with Big Ben on that one.
Interesting question, by the way, the quarterbacks. Big Ben going against the Jags, Herbert against the Jets, two of the worst teams in the league. Actually, that's your 1 and 2 pick in the draft if we had the draft today. Full PPR, pick 3 wide receivers. Lockett, Will Fuller, V, T. Higgins, Amari Cooper. So basically drop 1, pick 3.
Great. Brutal question. And right. By brutal, that's okay because you're asking really great options, okay? Will Fuller V very quietly is having a spectacular season for Houston, okay? He's at home, but I'm afraid he's going to be going against Stephen Gilmore, who is looking like he's playing. So if you're starting Lockett tonight, put him in. Let's make sure that Will Fuller V, if he's going against Gilmore straight up, I'm benching him and I'm going with T. Higgins and Amari Cooper.
All right. PPR for my flex, Devontae Parker or Flugelham?
Devontae Parker. I go with Fulgy on this one.
Okay. Yeah. I like butchering that guy's name. I've said it.
You really throw me off with the Fulgy.
I know. All right. 305-567-0560 is the text machine. If you want to get a quick one in here, we'll get to that. But let's get to the tight end pick of the week this week. Before we get to the award-winning nose pick of the week, give me your tight end this week you love.
I love Darren Waller this week. He's a must-start this week. He's the only tight end. If you do DFS, he's the only tight end that I would be using this week. Kelsey's just way too expensive, and Darren Waller is right there, but he's way cheaper, and he's the only guy that I think tight end-wise is going to give you that value back. On national TV against the Chiefs, we've discussed it many times. They're going to have to throw the ball, and he is their guy. Right now, the Kansas City's linebacker group against tight ends, not so hot. Darren Waller is going to be finally a good tight end nose pick of the week. It's been a few weeks, and so start him if you got him.
Real quick, text just came in here. Carlos Hyde or the hyphen?
It's not a fair question because we have this.
We don't know about the hyphen, right?
I'm going to tell you right now to not start Carlos Hyde and to wait on the hyphen because the hyphen is a no-brainer start if we know he's playing. Listen, that illness, I would normally say if it wasn't the most bizarre year in the history world, I would say an illness. Oh, the guy's got, you know, a sore throat. He'll be playing on Sunday. We don't know that for sure. I would still take the risk. And I would start right now the hyphen over Hyde because, again, the difference is that big. And they haven't come out and said COVID. There hasn't been any COVID talk about him yet. So just like last week, Keenan Allen wasn't feeling well, but he was fine. He played. Go and start the hyphen for now and tweet at me at Spencer Knows NOSE if he doesn't play with your options. And we'll go from there.
All right, 305-567-0560, by the way. Real quickly, before we get to the nose pick of the week that's coming up right here next, you teased it earlier, the local angle with the Dolphins. I know that obviously Ahmed is the guy this week after getting just the amount of carries and volume that he's gotten. Real quickly, 60 seconds. That's how long I'm going to give you on this Dolphins team. Is the only other thing to start on this team the defense?
Yes. Listen, if you have to start Devontae Parker, I think he's your best option. And again, the tight end position is so terrible that, you know, you're just going to start Gesicki hoping it's that week. Like many people had to start Evan Engram every week.
Right,
is this going to be the week? We know the talent is there with Gesicki and you know that he looks at him. So if you have to start a Gesicki, I get it. I'm starting him in a league or two myself. But yes, that Dolphins D going into Denver, that cold Denver, Drew Lock's banged up. It looks like he's going to play, but he's definitely banged up. Flores has got these players going like crazy. A bunch of no names, as you guys say, but they're all working as one cohesive unit.
Right.
The Dolphins defense is an excellent play. And I know we don't talk about defenses, but let me tell you, for fantasy and being a homer and you want to watch your team and have fantasy action too, this is the perfect play. Dolphins defense is a recommended play.
All right. It's that time of the show where I hand it off to the nose for the award-winning segment here. And if you've been waiting all show long, it is time. It's time for the Nose Pick of the Week. Uh-oh! I think I know what's going.
Celebrate!
I'm changing my camera so you can see my son dancing also.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I am doing the holiday celebrate, but it's really Galladay! Madonna, I loved you back in the 80s. That's right, he is back this week, and that is a must-start, no questions asked. He had a full practice on Wednesday, and he's going against a bad Carolina defense. He's going to burn them for over 120 yards and a touchdown, and making him a must-start and a very solid nose pick of the week. So, listen, I know he's been injured, and I know you might be tentative to start him or not, but let me give you a little heads up. You start him with confidence, my friends, and now let's all jam out.
Turn it up, Dan Day!
Woo! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
My son is dancing with us. This is great.
I cannot believe it. Our show is jamming out to Madonna. That's where we are.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyway. Thursday Night Football coming up after us tonight for Dan Day. For the Nose, I am Zach Kranz. Remember, next week, special Thanksgiving Day edition Tuesday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Not 6 to 8, 7 to 9 p.m.
It would be...
That's right. Keep going, Nose. That's
I can't stop.
Us. The pregame show for Thursday Night Football coming up right after us. And then the kickoff for the Seahawks and the Cardinals. For the Nose, for Dan Day, I am Zach Kranz. I'll talk to you in the morning on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Kranz. Otherwise,
it
we'll
would
talk
be
to you
so nice.
Sorry. Tuesday night.
Keep Have a great night, Nose. Everybody.
We'll talk to you. Enjoy your fantasy week. Score a lot of points unless you're playing me. Peace. Nostradamus. That's a good one, too. Right? Nostorious B.I.G. Well done there.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.